Alright guys, this is Tone, this is Flagpole Sports, and this is Yankees On Deck. Let's get into it. Let's go. All right, guys, this is Tone, and this is Flagpole Sports, and this is Yankees On Deck, and this is going to be the ranting episode you've been waiting for. I think we all know what the subject is going to be, and I think we'll get right into it. Actually, let's backtrack. From last we talked, it's been a while, but we all know the season I called it was going to be a nightmare. And the season was an absolute exhausting roller coaster ride for the Yankees. There's no other way to say it. It was at times fun, at times exhausting, and overall, what it's been for the last 4 years. Disappointing. Tone, why would you say specifically 4 years? Well, the answer, my friend, is that Aaron fucking Boone has been a manager for the Yankees for the last 4 years. And where have the Yankees gone in those 4 years? How many World Series have we gotten to? How many have we won? The answer is, to both of them, absolutely fucking zero. Yes, the critics will say, in 3 full seasons, minus the COVID year of 2020, Aaron Boone averaged 98 wins. His first 2 seasons with 100 wins. And a lot of injuries and a lot of blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up. Who gives a shit? Well, that was nearly enough just to get him to another contract. Or so you thought. No. What got Aaron Boone to another contract was that the Yankees made the playoffs on the last day of the season and played the Red Sox in a wild card game where they got their dicks absolutely fucking kicked in. No doubt about it. No question about it. Not even a thought. And was it because of the wonderful managing Aaron Boone, who, let's say, for the last 15 to 20 games was batting Joey Gallo with his 213 strikeouts in the season in the 5-6 slot, and for some reason, in the most important game of the season, bats him in the cleanup spot? Or is Anthony Rizzo, who's a contact guy, contact power all around, he's your probably, besides Aaron Judge, your best overall hitter? No, you bat him at the top spot. Aaron Judge at the 2. Giancarlo Stanton, who, hand up, I was wrong. He actually came up pretty big for the Yankees this year and actually performed the way we thought he might. But whether or not it's a blip or a norm, we will find out next year unless something happens drastically. We will trade him, which I don't see happening because $30 million is kind of hard to move. Now, the lineup was disappointing for the whole year. Guys were definitely underperforming. Gleyber Torres finally being moved from shortstop to second base. Wasn't enough time. Started to get his mojo back from his first 2 seasons in the league, but just wasn't there. Giovanni Urshela, you know, he did his best he could with what he could. He was injured for the good portion of the season, but, you know, he's a defensive guy. He's not really your home run power kind of guy. Brett Gardner started over 100 games this year for the Yankees, and that was not the plan, and that should not have happened. Gardy, he's one of the old-school guys, 2009 championship guys, but sorry, Gardy should not be starting 100 games. When you're approaching 40, that's just not a number that you should be doing with your basically utility guy at this point, right? I mean, that's really what he should have been, your 4th, maybe 5th outfielder, maybe a pinch hit guy, but he was basically your everyday center fielder, and that was a problem. Now, of course, Aaron Hicks was on for the season. He was hurt. He was injured, but let's face it, Aaron Hicks is usually injured and hurt and doesn't usually perform well. So, I mean, this is a problem. Center field for the Yankees is a problem. Going to highlight that. Put it on the shelf. We'll get back to that in a minute. The Yankees had a lot of problems. Okay, first base, another problem. Anthony Rizzo, I personally like him. You know, I think he's a guy that could be our number three hitter. You know, the guy that gets you a hit here and there, and he gets you a home run here and there, and he's just got solid, solid defense. He's going to be a free agent. What do you do with him? Luke Voit, been injured most of the season. Missed the end of the season, went onto the IL. What do you do with that? First base, that's a problem. I'm going to put down the shelf. We'll come back to that. Shortstop. Who's our shortstop? Now, when they moved Gleyber Torres over to second base, they had Gio Urshela playing shortstop. Now, he was a good shortstop. I'll give him that. But I think his natural position has got to be third base. And I think that's where he belongs. Can you upgrade that position? Probably. I'm not saying Gio is a bad player. I'm just saying he's not the best player at that position, either at shortstop or third base. So now you're saying to yourself, shortstop, third base, that's an issue. Put that on a shelf. We'll come back to that. Second base with Gleyber, I could live with as long as he recaptures his form that he had in the first two seasons. I'd be okay with that, but who the fuck knows? And, you know, at this point, you just can't bank on it. So, second base is a question mark. Not going to put that on the shelf yet, but it's a question mark. That brings us to catcher. The naysayers will say, yes, Gary Sanchez hit over 20 home runs, and that's pretty much it. He didn't do much past 20 home runs. His defense was not great. He had a lot of questionable plays in the infield. He did not hit for average, batted 200. And his RBI totals, despite 20 home runs, was not that great. So, you have a guy, Gorshioka, who is your backup guy, has been your backup guy, starts for a guy like Gerrit Cole. And I don't know if he's your everyday. I don't think he can be an everyday guy. I think he's destined to be a backup. I like him. He's a cool dude, but I think he's destined to be a backup. So, catcher, question mark. Put that on the shelf. Come back to it. Left field, Joey Gallo. You got Joey Gallo for another year. Can you move Joey Gallo? You probably could. Will you get much from him? Probably not. Probably not. He does have power. He does have a good arm. Somehow the Yankees could fix his swing and a miss rate. I think he could be better, but I just don't know. So I'm going to say that's a question mark. Right field, Aaron Judge, zero question marks. Move on. Pitching, question mark, question mark, question mark. Kluber, Herman, Severino. If Severino could pitch as a starting pitcher the way he did and extrapolate what he did as a reliever, I think we're in good shape. I think we're good. I think he could be that guy that he was before the Tommy John surgery. Domingo Herman, he had some shoulder issues at the end of the year, but I got to tell you, these guys did not pitch a full year in 2020, so I'm going to chalk it up to rust that they didn't pitch those amount of innings, and, you know, things like this are going to happen. Corey Kluber. Corey Kluber should not be back as a New York Yankee. I know he had a no-hitter, and that's all great, and that's a personal achievement. That's not a team achievement. Past that, he didn't do very well for us. In fact, he missed a ton of time. He kind of headlocked us as far as like our depth at starting pitcher. And at all costs, he should not come back as a starting pitcher for the Yankees. He should come back as a pitcher in general, in any capacity, for the Yankees. You need to move on. There's enough guys out there. It's time to make a splash. Now, that brings us to the main rant. I know you guys know. We all know. Aaron Boone, despite zero World Series appearances, multiple early exits, including the wild card game this past year and ALDS last year. His reward was a 3-year contract. He's announced the terms of the contract or how much, but regardless, doesn't matter. We're going to have Boone for another 3 years with a club option for a 4th year. This was a mistake. I know the devil's advocate would be, well, you know, if the Yankees let him go, they would just be looking for a guy just like Boone, and they would hire a guy just like Boone anyway, so we know we get with Boone, and he's been our manager. Not to play devil's advocate to that, I'm going to say Aaron Boone. We know we get with Aaron Boone. And what we get with Aaron Boone is dumb knucklehead mistakes. I don't care if analytics play a part in any decision he makes or if he's being force-fed all the moves that he makes, which makes it even worse, honestly, but let's assume for a second he's at least 60 to 70% control of the decisions on every day managing the team. Then, if that's the case, then how does he deserve to come back? He easily cost us, at least in my mind, ballpark, 8 to 10 games that were just dumb bonehead decisions, like just obvious decisions, like you just don't bring in a guy here, or you pinch in a guy there, or you don't do this. It was always one thing after the other. It just seemed like a bonehead mistake after bonehead mistake that any competent manager would not make. And I think that was the difference, A, between the division, even though the Yankees, like I said, hand up, they underperformed all year. But even despite that, they still had a chance at the division, I think, if they get those 8 to 10 games. And also, even at the very least, they don't get those 8 to 10 games. Let's say you get half of those 4 games. You at least get home field advantage in a wild card game against the Red Sox. And maybe at Yankee Stadium instead of Fenway Park, things starting out a little different. You got the crowd behind you. Maybe you have a little more energy because they were flat in the game against the Red Sox in the wild card game. Either way, we're stuck with Aaron Boone. This, for better or worse, is our guy. Unless, and this is, like, I don't think the Yankees would ever do this, but I think if Aaron Boone has a really horrible, horrible season, maybe even worse than last year, where maybe they don't even make the playoffs, maybe Hal Steinbrenner will actually see that maybe this was a bad decision. But for now, Hal Steinbrenner loves Aaron Boone. And he loves the direction that Aaron Boone is going in. And I got to tell you, this is the problem with the Yankees right now. It starts from the top, it goes to the bottom. Sorry to fucking quote Drake. Started from the bottom, now we're here. But guess what? We're at the bottom. And to get to the top was not with Boone. Who else was there? I don't know who else was out. There was talks. There was Buck Showalter. There was Ron Washington. I mean, look, you can say what you want. But to be the coach of the New York Yankees, it's a prestigious post. This is not something that should just be given to anybody. And I don't care if he's Yankee lore is that he hit a home run like 18 fucking years ago. It doesn't matter. What have you done for me lately? Done nothing. Done fucking nothing. But now we're stuck with him. And this is who we have. And this is just it. Where do the Yankees go from here? And how do we get better? Now, we'll keep getting back to you know, when more updates come from the Yankees. But here's my very early, what kind of shit do we need to do to fix this fucking team so we actually become a team that people are actually scared of again? The fucking Death Star. The fucking team that people hated because we just fucking bought everything and everybody. Just won fucking games and championships. I want to be the team that buys their fucking championship. I don't care anymore. I just want that fucking championship. Give me the fucking rings. Give me the fucking championships. I don't care if we spend $1 million fucking on every goddamn... even if we give the fucking Bat Boy $1 million, if it means that we get fucking players in here that'll do their shit, let's do it. What do we do? And how do we get there? My way too early thoughts. Shortstop. You gotta get Seager. You gotta get Corey Seager from the Dodgers. You know that they traded for Trey Turner at the trade deadline, and he was a basically he's a shortstop at nature who plays second base now for them. And you got to think in the back of your head that they know that Seager is going to be very expensive. He's a good contact hitter, good fielder, got some good power, and he's a leader. They had to think in the back of their head that they may lose Seager, that Turner was their insurance policy. So you got to expect that they're going to let him walk. He's going to easily get $200 to $300 million. And you know what? He's fucking worth it. He's a solid shortstop. Probably, no offense to Didi, he was a very good shortstop for us. But he could be a franchise shortstop. The last franchise shortstop we had, obviously, was the captain. Give him the money. Get a guy that gets hits. He gets runs. And who knows what he could do in Yankee Stadium. But he's definitely a leader. And that's the kind of guy that we need on this team. A catcher. I don't even know who's available catcher. But I think the top spot right now is going to be Wilson Contreras. Catcher of the Cubs. And look, he's not going to hit the ball like a million miles every time he hits the ball. But he's solid. He gets hits. He gets runs here and there. Definitely bats 240 to 260 a year. And just solid defense. And he's not a distraction. I think you got to go for him. You upgrade your catcher. You upgrade your shortstop. Now your infield is dramatically better. What about first base? And what about third base? The fan of me says you sign Rizzo. You trade Voit. Even though I love Luke Voit. Luke Voit plays with his heart on his sleeve. But I think the fan of me would say you got to sign Rizzo and keep LeMahieu at third base. And where does that leave Gio? Probably leaves him in straight bait. He's done well for us. He was a diamond in the rough. He was a very cheap find. Credit to Cashman for that. But at some point, you got to just, you have to upgrade. You can't just stick with the guy just because he's good at his position. You got to get someone who's great at his position. You keep LeMahieu at third. You get Rizzo at first base. Will that happen? Probably not. I don't see the Yankees signing Rizzo. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Boyd's going to be our first baseman. But I do see LeMahieu as our third baseman. He's not going to play second. They're going to keep Glaber there. So I think third's his home. Unless they do trade Luke Voit. They keep LeMahieu as their first baseman. They sign Seager, and they keep Gio at third. That's also a possibility. Who knows? It's possible. That's a scenario. Center field, left field. Gallo can play center field, so if you wanted to maybe switch, get a left fielder, say a guy like Starling Marte, who is a very good fielder, has great power, kind of hits for average as well. I think that's a guy. That's just my way too early prediction on how do you fix the Yankees. That's just my thoughts. And time will tell. We still are in the thick of the playoffs. And, once I think the World Series ends, you're going to start to see things heat up. You're going to start to see some names in free agency maybe being talked about. But obviously we all know that no big deals usually happen until about December, so a lot will be hot stove report talking. And of course, if there is something that happens, we will be right back giving you all the news. And it's upsetting. It's upsetting because we have an owner that has the money, the capital. He just doesn't have the love for the team. And you could say, how dare you say that about a guy that spends this much money? But I need that guy to spend more money. George Steinbrenner would not tolerate this. George Steinbrenner would have fired Boone. He would have bought every player on the market that he thought would have fixed his team and not stayed under in number just because that's your luxury tax. That you're going to pay a couple million dollars because you blew past that number. George Steinbrenner didn't give shit about paying money to people. He gave shit about paying money to people who are going to get championships because he played for championships. This team plays for money because it runs shit like a business and not like they love this team. You love this team, you spend the money. Show us. Show us how. Show us that you're going to spend the goddamn money. Because if not, then what is this all for? What are we doing? We're going through the motions. I don't want the motions. I want the championships, motherfucker. Let's do this shit. This is tone. This is Flagpo Sports, and this is Yankees on Deck.